In the holy name of Jesus, amen. I'm sure that you've watched a movie before, or read a book, or heard a story in which things were kind of uncertain at the beginning and the middle, and you couldn't really tell quite where the story was going, but then by the end of it all clicked. It all came together. Maybe it was a mystery novel, or like a crime scene investigation show. I'm thinking like Sherlock Holmes here. And at the end, things clicked. They made sense. And maybe you should have known all along who done it, who was responsible. You should have known how it was going to end because there were subtle clues all the way through, subtle hints. They seemed minor at the time, but they come back and it's actually quite a big deal, a major thing. I think that's kind of what's going on in our story for today from Acts chapter 2. It's 50 days after Easter, when Jesus rose from the dead. It's 10 days after Ascension, when Jesus rose into heaven. And the disciples are waiting in Jerusalem for what happens next. Jesus told them, wait in the city, and you'll be clothed with power from on high. So they're more than happy to be obedient and wait. And on the day of Pentecost, the day that we celebrate today, Jesus delivers on his promise. And boy, did the disciples do some amazing things. The Holy Spirit comes upon them, and it sounds like wind, and it looks like fire on their heads. He fills them. He captivates them. He changes them. Body, mind, spirit, heart, and will, all transformed and aligned with God's. And the people in Jerusalem who see them and hear them take notice of what's going on. And they're astonished. So astonished that they say these words, or words like this. How can this be? How can this be? And it's at this point in the story where I am kind of thinking to myself, wait a minute, we've been here before. We've heard these words before. And all of a sudden, it's kind of like a flashback in the story, and we get blasted back to the past, to the place where this has happened. Back, and maybe now things are kind of falling into line. Do you know where I'm going here? I'm going back to the beginning of the Christ story. Back before the first Christmas, the angel Gabriel comes to Mary, the Virgin Mary, and he says to her, you will conceive, and you will bear a son, and he will be the Christ. And she, in wonder and awe, says, how can this be? You see, people ask this question for one of two reasons, I think. Either one, it's because somebody has promised something amazing, something unexplainable, and you just want to know, how is that going to happen? Or the other option is that something unexplainable is before your very eyes. You're seeing it, and you don't quite get how it works. For Mary, it's the first. This promise has been made to her. How is it going to happen? The angel responds, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. That's how it's going to be. And to all of that, Mary says, may it be to me according to your word. May it be to me according to your word. And from that moment forward, Mary was filled with the Holy Spirit. It came upon her, it overshadowed her, captivated her, changed her. Body, mind, spirit, heart, and will. And people noticed. Elizabeth noticed. John the Baptist in her womb noticed. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now, I can't help but think that that's basically the same story that we have going on here in Acts. I mean, isn't it? The Holy Spirit comes on these apostles and people are astounded. They say, how can this be? Except this time it's not some prophecy that they're promised. No, the very unexplainable is before their eyes and they don't understand it. And yet the answer is the same as it was with Mary. The Holy Spirit, right? God is coming into his story and doing the stuff that he's always done. He's changing people. He's making them new, using them for his purposes, using them to spread the gospel, the good news, and to bring Christ to others. He's using them, and he is promising the Holy Spirit to all who hear, and he's hoping, just hoping, that when people hear his plan for the future, they will listen and they will say, like Mary says, "May it be to me according to your word." That they would become witnesses, that they would become servants, that they would become the baptized. On this day in history, the Holy Spirit comes upon the apostles. And just like Mary, they too bear Christ. And the word becomes flesh, only in a different way this time. For when the Holy Spirit comes upon these apostles, they speak so well that the very word of God that we said was incarnate, that was made man by the power of the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary, born of the Virgin Mary, that very same word comes to all those who hear on Pentecost. The word becomes flesh just in a different way. And of those who heard, 3,000 come, 3,000 believe, 3,000 are drawn in to the Holy Christian Church by the power of the Holy Spirit, 3,000 receive baptism for the forgiveness of their sins, and they also receive the Holy Spirit as well. This is what the Holy Spirit does. He fills people, and when he does, he overshadows them, and he brings Jesus to others, to them and to others. This is what God does. How can this be, they might ask? Well, apart from the Holy Spirit, this would be impossible. But since the Holy Spirit is active in this story, since he's the one who's come upon the apostles, this is how it works. These are the reasons why these miracles happen. It's the same thing for the incarnation, for the virgin birth. It's the same thing for the apostles. And believe it or not, it's the same thing for you and for me. How can this be? You might have found yourself saying these words at some point in your life. How can this be? Just like the Virgin Mary. Maybe you said it when the gospel was first introduced to you, when you first heard. Maybe you still say it whenever the gospel comes to you because of the wonder and the marvel that the all-powerful God would love you. How can this be? Or maybe you say it every time you come to church because still sometimes you find all this stuff hard to believe. We do promise a whole lot here, after all. We really do. We promise the forgiveness of sins, the righting of wrongs. We promise the medicine of immortality. We promise that we can make you a better person here. God can make you a better person. That there's freedom here from all of the things that you hate about yourself. And to get these things that we promise, we say all you need to do is have a bath, hear a word from a man, and eat a simple meal. And when you hear that, you might think, water, word, bread, and wine, these things are simple. How can this be? The answer is the same as it's always been. Apart from the Holy Spirit, these things are, in fact, impossible. But the good news for us is that all of these gifts, all the gifts that God has given to us, are, in fact, ours. Because the Holy Spirit has connected himself with simple things. Water, word, bread, and wine. And Jesus literally comes to you. The Spirit literally brings Jesus to you. And the word becomes flesh once more. Just in a different way. Doesn't come to you today in a virgin birth. He doesn't come to you today in apostles speaking in tongues. But he comes to you in the way that he has promised to come till the end of time. in baptism, in the Word of God, in the Lord's Supper. How can this be? The Holy Spirit saw fit to change a simple virgin into the mother of God. He changed 12 apostles who were unlearned men who didn't really know anything into multilingual missionaries. I think he can use the simple things that we have here. Even simple men like me and Pastor Cale to bring his gifts to you. Rest assured, brothers and sisters, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, because he has connected himself to simple things, you have everything that he promises, even if it's unexplainable. Now, since we know that the Holy Spirit is in the business of changing things, of using them for his purposes, let me point out to you something else cool. He's not finished today. He's not done with his work. You see, the Holy Spirit is not only concerned with changing the simple things that we have here into the most precious treasures on earth. He is concerned with that, but he's also concerned with today changing you. If you have received the gifts of God, as I know we all have, baptism, the Word, the sacraments, you have also received the Holy Spirit. He is connected to these things, and he is working in you right now to change you, to make you something more, to make you something better, to change you from a sinner into a saint, to change you from an enemy of God into an ally, to change you from someone who was useless to someone who is useful for his plan. You know what that plan is? It's the same plan that he revealed to us right during the ascension, before he rose into heaven. He said to his disciples, "You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." How? "I'll give you my Spirit, and he'll make you able." This is another thing that the Spirit does. He transforms us. He makes us new. He comes into us, fills us, overshadows us, changes our will, our heart, our mind, our spirit, tunes them to his desires and his purposes. He gives us new abilities. He gives us the new a new mind, a new desires, that we might strive against sin and evil, that we might do good for our neighbors and for those who are in this community, that we might extend the kingdom of God past and outside of this church, that we might draw others into it. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to produce the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. He gives us the ability to work alongside of Jesus, that we might share his gospel, that we might have a share in his ministry. So what do you say to that plan? What do you think? It's certainly possible. It is. Jesus has offered us the Holy Spirit. It's been the mission of the church for millennia. It started at 3,000. It started at less than 3,000, but it was 3,000 on Pentecost, and it extended even past that. It extended to the billions that are now here. And now the Holy Christian Church is across the world, and now Jesus has offered you a share in this mission. So what do you say? Speak like Mary and say this: "May it be to me according to your word." May it be to me according to your word. Because this is the point where everything clicks, guys, where everything comes together and beginning meets the end. For to those who say, "May it be to me according to your word," the Holy Spirit will work through. He'll work through you, producing a fruit of righteousness. He'll overshadow you, do all of those things, change you, make you serve his purposes. He'll give you the ability to produce the fruits of the Spirit. And here's the thing: when people see that in your life, they will be astonished. And then then they will say, how can this be? How can this be? It's the moment when you show unexplainable mercy, when you show unexplainable forgiveness, unexplainable generosity, unexplainable love, when they see that you love your family, that you love your neighbors, that you love people you don't even know, and they'll be astounded and they'll say, how can this be? And there, right then, will be the moment, the opportunity for you to give a faithful witness to Christ. And this is what you say in this moment. You say something like this. You're right to wonder. You're right to be astounded. You're right to ask, how can this be? After all, I am a poor, miserable sinner just like you. But here's the thing. I have got the power of the Holy Spirit working in me. So everything, every good and gracious thing that I've ever done is Him working through me. And I do it in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. For this is why I was sent, to be a witness to His mercy, that you might see the mercies of Jesus. Wow. That's a witness there. I don't know what you could say to that. That's a witness that's convicting, that points people to Jesus, that shows Him who He is and what He's all about, that exalts His name, and that brings His lost children home. And when you give that witness, the Word becomes flesh once more, just in a different way, through the power of the Holy Spirit at work in you. This is our charge, brothers and sisters. This is the job that Christ has given to us, partnering in His ministry, sharing the gospel with all nations, spreading it across the whole world, and it seems like a daunting task. But the good news is that we have the Holy Spirit. Jesus has given us a helper who does the heavy lifting for us. And the good news also is that we have a place where we can gather and be strengthened, and we can receive the Holy Spirit again and again for the strengthening of our souls, that He can work in and through us through His gifts. So come and receive. Remember your baptism. Listen to the Word of God. Take the Lord's Supper. And then say, may it be to me according to your word. Now may He who began a good work in you, the Holy Spirit, may He bring that good work to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.